Okay, it's Chesed Hashoni, the Ides of March. We're on page Pei Dalet. Again, Parak Tshiyi, Chovos Alvos, start again. Modor Miyuchad, like a separate section, Kovos La'atzman HaMitzvos HaTamidios. Do the constant mitzvos establish for themselves? Amuna, Yira, Ava, Halicha, V'drach, V'dvekos. Faith, fear, love, going in the ways of Hashem, which means midos, and clinging to Hashem. Mitzvos elu einan rak machayvos beulos. These mitzvos don't merely obligate actions. And machayvos is adam lios nepach leish acher b'mahuso. They require a person to turn into a different person in his essence. A classic example in Tanakh of turning into a different person is when Shaul started to have nevuah. He says he changed, he was a different person. People who saw him didn't recognize him. He said, Hagam Shaul Banaviyim, and the Musa Sfarim quote that as a person being transformed. Umitzvos daraisa lo nitnu levali trisin bilvat. And Torah obligations, we're not talking about some frumkeit or some esoteric idea. But mitzvos daraisa, we're not given. Balatrisin is an expression. It means like shield bearers, but it means like the mighty. It's not given only for the heroes. You might think some of these things are for gedolei hadar or great tzaddikim. Mitzvos daraisa are given to everybody. Kol yelad bar mitzvah chayiv v'chol tariyak ha-mitzvos. Every child is a bar mitzvah. It's chayiv in 613 mitzvos. Kemoshe einenu yechol liftar atzmenu mitzvos tefillin. Just as we can't exempt ourselves from the mitzvah of tefillin. Kein einenu yecholim limtso la'atzmenu shum ptur mi mitzvos eilu. So can we not find for ourselves any exemption from these mitzvos? Lachshov shehin l'mayla mi yecholteinu. To think that they are above our ability, or yecholus. Ulam, mitzvos eilu darshos aliyah bahadraga. But these mitzvos do require incremental elevation. They have to find aliyah. The word madrega means a step. Madrega means step by step. Ef shalakayim b'vas achas mitzvos avas Hashem b'madrega nel. It's impossible in one go to fulfill the mitzvah of love of Hashem at a high level. Meidach, on the other hand, ein af tzel shal safek. There's not even a shadow of a doubt. Ki kol echad ve'echad meitano v'dar hazeh, that every one of us in this generation, and if he wrote this 50 years ago, it doesn't change. Bekocho la'agia la'ezo b'chino madrega sh'iras Hashem. Has within his ability to reach a realm and a level of yiras Hashem. Avas Hashem halicha b'drocha u'dveikus. Again, these same midas that he mentioned above, if they're mitzvah, they are all mitzvahs d'araisa. So everybody can achieve something in them. It's a fulfillment of the command. Hatara atzma uzeras lanu b'kach. The Torah itself helps us in this. He atzma sulam hamovil el hamalos shehitziv sal hasigam. It itself is a ladder that transports, that carries to the milos that it commanded us to achieve. In Kosovo, Boris Baruch B'Torosu HaNitzchus Mitzvos Eilu. And if the Creator wrote in His Eternal Torah these mitzvos, Osi Ki Yuchlu L'Kayim Oson Atzov Kol Adaros. This is a separate point. I mean, first he was saying that the Torah commands something, but it doesn't just leave you and say, okay, go do it. Following the Torah brings you to these midos. And now he's really re-emphasizing, and lest one think that these are gone, these are midos that are not attainable in the current time. If the Creator commanded them as eternal mitzvahs, it means that they are eternally possible. They can be fulfilled to the end of all the doros. Not one letter of our Torah will be negated forever. And we shouldn't think that a madrega, a level, is something that's only for a great person. The first step that a person makes toward purity, when and he is steeped in the 49 levels of Tumu. Kvar hino hashliva harishona basulam haboli tahar litahar. It is already the first rung in the ladder of one who comes to purify himself. That's an expression, boli tahar, messianosa, a person who comes to purify himself. Hashem assists him. So it's just a movement in the right direction is part of the mitzvah. And necessarily, every one of us stands on some rung, some level on the ladder. The mitzvah is for every person to climb higher, probably means further. Until he reaches the level that the Torah established. Lehov b'chol ha'lev, b'chol ha'nefesh, b'chol ha'rechush. Right, that's b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. It's one thing to have some love for Hashem, it's another thing to fulfill it fully. But we're working toward that. Every step in the right direction, every push in the right direction is part of the mitzvah until he reaches that complete level of b'chol midah, midah, shu yisbarach modid lanu. That's the other pshat in Bechol Me'odecha. It means all of our Bechol Me'odecha, and Chazal also say Bechol Midah, Midah Shemod, basically everything our Kaddish Baruch Hu dishes out to us in life, we should love Hashem with. So there's a target, but even if you haven't reached there yet, every step and every climb toward that is part of the mitzvah.
Love Hashem with every situation that He gives us.
Yeah. Yeah. Chipshotim.
And what was that from?
That's the our sage's comment on the words. Yeah, on the words B'chol Me'odecha. It's two different classic explanations that they give. The simple pshat is the first one, but it refers to both. Because we're in the Purim season, it's a little bit like the famous vart of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He says Adelo Yoda is not a shir, it's a p'tur. Which means when we say a person should become inebriated or joyful, let's say, until he doesn't know the difference between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So Ar Haman, being confused between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai hardly sounds like a good thing in Purim. The whole idea of Purim is to know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. So Yisrael Salanter, I think it's Sosema, says it's a p'tur. It just means he's supposed to be so happy when he reaches that level, so he's lost his mind. So
p'tur?
P'tur means an exemption. He really should go even further, but he can't. There's some mitzvahs where you're just constantly shooting further and further. He meant that the joy of Purim is unlimited, but if reaches that level of revelry, he's that confused, so there's no point in trying to go any further because he's exempted himself. I don't mean there's any real commonality, but the point is there's some mitzvahs that have a very high target and we have to just work toward it. Mitzvah ches, hishetzivanu lihidamos bo yisbala kfiya yecholos. According to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam orders the mitzvahs not by parsha, but his, I don't want to say by importance, but he sort of has a structure of the more central mitzvahs he puts first. So the eighth mitzvah is the mitzvah for Parshas Kisavo of Halachta V'Drachov. So the way the Rambam defines it, Sefer Mitzvahs is a translation, it reads a little funny sometimes, but is to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu per our ability. V'hu amra v'alachta b'drachav, it says, go, and you shall go in his ways. U'bo v'feirish ma'ap HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra chanun afata yechan. This is Hashem is described as being favorable, so should you be favorable. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu nikra rachum afata yirachum. Just as he's described as merciful, you should be merciful. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu nikra chosid afata yechosid. He's described as righteous, you should be righteous. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only described as these things because we don't really have adjectives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the midas that He shows us in our world in order for us to copy them. They're not really descriptions of Hashem because He's infinite. but they're there to teach us, which is exactly what this mitzvah is. It also was mentioned, Zalig Epstein has proofs in Lumdus, but it's a basic Musar point, that what this mitzvah adds beyond V'ahavta l'racha kamocha and other mitzvahs is it's not just to do the action, but it's actually to be that way. When it comes to mitzvahs, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you're supposed to have the midah. You're not supposed to just do the action, you're supposed to have the midah of caring. It's not just that he gave tzedakah, it's that he feels for the indigent person, and so on. And the Lo Saseis were commanded to remove from our midos arrogance, vengeance, cruelty, hatred, and so on. He cites the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah in the third shahr, which is basically a list of mitzvos. And he writes parenthetically, Ayin bak dam l'sevra Chavetz Chaim. Look in the Chavetz Chaim Zakdama where he says the famous thing, the reader shouldn't be confused or surprised that this sefer, Chavetz Chaim, is a halacha sefer. It's not a musar sefer. Shmiras halacha is musar about agaritas, about speaking properly. Chavetz Chaim is, are you allowed to say this? Are you allowed to listen to that? When should you do, right? It's a halacha sefer. So lomani maybe become makomus rayas me sefer shari tshuva l'Rabbeinu Yonah shemichlal sefer hamusar. So why am I citing in numerous places proof from the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah, which is a musar sefer? Ki be'emes nira le'inayim le'misbonin heitiv ma'amarav hakadoshim b'kam makomos she'shamar v'dikdek es dvarav shelo yotzev migeder hadin. If you read Shari Tshuva carefully, you see it's a halacha sefer. And sometimes a musar sefer you can talk maybe in extremes or and so on. He says, no, the Shari Tshuva is written that you can make halachic inferences from the sefer, so we can cite Shari Tshuva 100% as a halacha sefer. So he's now that we cited it, he says, you see from that removing bad midos is part of the mitzvah. It's not just don't act, don't take a vengeful act, don't make a hateful statement. It means removing the midah is part of the halacha. It's part of the mitzvah per se, which is something that we have to think about. Okay, we'll pick up next week.